This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2019. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita City Council member Cindy Claycomb. Welcome to Issues 2019.
Thank you, Steve.
Your first time being on the Issues show.
Yes. You
were elected in 2017 to represent District 6. What is that geographic area, basically?
So it runs from Washington west to the Big Ditch, and then Douglas north to the city limits. And I pick up a little bit of space out by the zoo, out around Barefoot Bay, Emerald Bay, Harbor Isle, the moorings.
How do you like the job so far?
I love it. I really do. I like being involved in these big issues, and I like helping neighbors. And, you know, we have some really exciting things going on in District 6. We're doing some revitalization of the Evergreen Neighborhood Center, so it's really fun.
And you get to stay up late on a school night.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do prior to your election to the council?
So prior to council, I have some industry experience and higher education. So when I graduated from college, I went to work for Boeing for 2 years, and then I worked for a Pizza Hut at their headquarters for almost 10 years, and then I got my PhD, and then have been at Wichita State for almost 25 years. I just retired from Wichita State in December, and I did a lot of things. I was a marketing professor, but when President Bardot came, I went to work for him, and I worked on the strategic plan, and I was interim dean in the business school, and then did a lot of strategic planning activities for him.
I'm not very good at math. From what you just told me, you've been working for 78 years.
78 years?
That's what it sounded like, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, what about your chance to talk a little bit about President Bardot? Bardot, who passed away recently.
Yes, you know, I would kind of kiddingly, but tell President Bardot that he changed my professional life, because I was a marketing professor when he came and was perfectly happy in the classroom, absolutely loved that. And he asked me to co-chair the strategic planning process for the university. And then I did that, and then he asked me to apply for the interim dean position. And so then I became an administrator, which I never imagined that I would. And so it was wonderful to work for him. He was such a visionary.
And after that, didn't you get involved in advisory boards, the council for the city?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I had a lot of community service activities that I did while I worked.
Now, you recently had a visit to the nation's capital, you and the mayor and some people, and what was that like?
It was great. This was my second year to go, so last year.
So how many times total have you been there? In my life? Yeah, four or five?
Yeah, four or five times.
Interesting place, isn't it?
It is.
Wow.
I love it. It's so full of energy. And so we, as a council, we have found that if we visit Washington, D.C. and visit with the people, the program agencies, the program heads, that we really, they then put a name with a face, and they, when our grant applications come through, they know who we are. We talk to them about our vision for the city and what we want to do. And so that's just really helpful. And then we also spend a day and visit with our congressional reps there. So we visit with our Congress, visited with our congressmen and also with our senators. And again, just to pitch that vision of where we are as a city and what our needs are and how we might help them.
Talk a little bit about Amtrak, too. Yeah, trying to get a train here.
That's right. Yeah, a people train. We stopped in and met with Amtrak. We did this last year when we were there. They're very interested in coming here. It's just, you know, a matter of working out all those details of how we do that.
Let's backtrack just a little bit because I forgot to ask you about your early childhood. where are you actually from then?
I'm from Wichita. Okay. I was born and raised here. Went to high school here. Went away from college for a little while, but did graduate from Wichita State.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Bishop Carroll.
Bishop Carroll?
I did.
Oh, okay. Very good. I have a grandson at Bishop Carroll.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, so the new stadium this week. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's just outside your district, but you do have Delano on your map.
Yes.
So what impact will that stadium have on that neighborhood, do you think?
I think it will. There will be change in that neighborhood. I think it's for the better. The neighborhood seems pretty excited about the new ballpark being there. There are, obviously, with change, there are challenges in terms of, you know, what that's going to look like for them and how it fits in with the neighborhood. But we're working on the Delano neighborhood plan, and that's being updated, and I think City Council will vote on that pretty soon, and a Ballpark Village Master Plan, which also begins to understand how that Ballpark Village fits in with the neighborhood.
Now, of course, this week we had I referred to staying up late on a school night, and this week you had that massive meeting about the ballpark, and gosh, it looked like the City Council chambers were full. There were a lot of people down there. How many people do you think you actually got to hear from? Did everybody get to talk?
Everybody had the opportunity to talk. I think we ended up with right around 25 or 30 people that actually came up and spoke about the ballpark. And so it was a great opportunity for people to be able to do that. We moved the meeting to the evening so that more people, if they wanted to, could come and ask their questions. And I made a list of every question that was asked, and then made sure that staff or council answered every one of those questions.
Were every one of them negative?
No.
Was everybody annoyed?
No.
It seems like we're hearing it.
Yeah,
everybody's upset.
I think that's what we're hearing, but at the meeting on a count that the mayor did, and I think this is about right by my count too, I think there were 14 for and 12 against, something like that, and then a couple of people who had questions and didn't indicate whether they were for or against.
All right, so what was your overall impression at the end of the – I know you voted unanimously to go ahead with this thing, but
we did.
Your overall impression about that meeting?
I thought the meeting was good. I mean, I would love it if people showed up at our meetings like that every week.
Yeah, what about this transparency thing?
Yeah.
Is that something that's overdone? Are people too sensitive to that, or what do you think?
You know, some things have to be talked about confidentially before they can be released. But at the same time, I think we, the city, could have done a better job of communicating the process earlier. And so I think there's things that we learned from that. And I said this week at the meeting that I am committed to working with the manager and with my colleagues on being better at communication.
Big question always for Wichitans, is there going to be enough plenty of parking for the new stadium?
10,000 people want to park right at the door, we're going to have a problem.
Cindy, that's Wichita, okay?
Yeah.
I do not want to walk from here to that wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, I asked earlier this week how many people were at the St. Patrick's Day parade, and they estimated there were 10,000 to 12,000 people at that parade in Delano, and they all seemed to find parking somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I think there's some indication that that people will come and find places to park, and they'll park somewhere and take the queue. They'll park somewhere and ride the bike share in. I saw a lot of bike share. We're getting scooters that are going to come to the city. But at the same time, the city and the baseball team developers and the Riverfront Partners, which is the church property that's going to be developed. We all recognize that that we're going to have to figure out something over the next year in terms of what parking needs to look like.
Well, I just thought of something. Several years ago on St. Patrick's Day, some of my friends said, "Hey, we're going to go to the Shamrock. I'm coming down there." And I confessed to you that I went down there and drove around for a while, and I just went home.
Yep, some people do. I suppose some people do.
I didn't want to see them that bad, I guess. Okay, I see by the artist rendering that... That it looks like at least they had a Ferris wheel there. Right. And I'm thinking, would it be too distracting if we put in like a really good roller coaster out there along the river?
Oh, that's a great idea. I love that. I'm going to take that back to the development team.
I got a feeling that the infielders would be distracted by the screaming
that's
on there.
That's right.
I'm thinking about the old Joyland roller coaster and something like that. It'd be fun.
But yeah, anyway. It would
Is
be
Is that crazy?
No, we should think crazy like that, I think. I think we should.
You are crazy, but we should think that
way. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that river corridor, the ballpark, the library, the new residential stuff that's going on there. That's really shaping up now. It used to be all you had down there was a few trees and a lot of geese. But
That's right. That's right.
As you know.
As I know. I spend a lot of time on that river. You know, that river corridor has just really taken off. And you know what? The people have asked us for years that we need to better engage our river and engage with our river. And so you begin to see some of those things, you know, all the way from, I think, the work on the Keeper of the Plains is what kind of really kicked that off. And that is such a popular plaza. If you're down there just about any time, there are people down there. And then with the addition of the improvements on the East Bank and the West Bank just north of Douglas, you know, it's made that look beautiful. And as we move then to the south, that theme will continue. The new library, even though not right on the river, is in that corridor and very close to the river. And then now we have boats and bikes on the river. So you can rent a pretty soon here when spring, I think, kicks off today, pretty soon, from the WSU crew team, they're going to be renting out boats that you can...
Okay. You tell me you're a marketing person. What is the most important word in marketing and advertising?
What location?
No. New.
In marketing and advertising?
New. Look along. It's new. Everything's new.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I should have taken your class because I would be after you. I'll tell you. All right. So we've got all this going on. Have you come up with a name for the ball club yet?
Well, I'm not in charge of that.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I thought of a couple.
You did?
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, one of them is Keepers.
Keepers, yeah.
It's already come up. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's come up. And there are some trademark issues with that one.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think the Longwells is a good name.
We could ask the mayor. He might think that was a good name, though, right?
He might.
That's right.
But that's going to be an interesting process. And, of course, the club will do that, won't they?
Right, they will. And I think they've chosen, last I heard, they have chosen about 6 or 8 names from the big 3,000.
From the big thousands, yeah.
But they had to send them off for trademark infringement things, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then once they do that, then they'll bring those back and let us know what they're thinking about.
You're listening to Issues 2019 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Wichita City Council member Cindy Claycomb. You're down there in the Delano District, which it was noted for Rowdy Joe Lowe and all of that. Maybe the Rowdies would be a good name.
That's a good one.
See, I'm just...
You're just full of names, right?
Or it could be the Bears or the Cubs. What are your thoughts on the next big issue, performing arts and the convention facilities? That's going to be a good one.
Yes, that's going to be another great conversation, another great community discussion. I think that there's a couple of things that we want to look at. So convention center and performing arts, in my mind, are two different discussions and two different how we move forward on those. The convention center is really a business decision. If there aren't enough conventions to come here, then we don't really have a business case for that. But I think there are. Based on the data that we're seeing, there are conventions.
Oh, you were missing some.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and millions of dollars in revenue that would come to the city. So I think that case can be made on a very business-like case. The performing arts is a little bit different. That is a quality of life, quality of place issue. I think a city of our size has to have a wonderful performing arts facility. And so how we move forward with that is probably going to be a much larger discussion, I think, than the convention center.
Do we keep Century 2?
That's a good question.
Look what happened out at Henry Levitt Arena when they turned it into Coke Arena a few years ago. They just really classed it all up, put some new paint on it. Can we do that with Century 2?
Century 2, you know, I would have thought before I got on council, I would have thought that that was possible to go in and renovate it. And I've been now on tours and been in, you know, the inner workings of that.
Yeah.
And my understanding is just from a technical standpoint, it just can't support the future of our performing arts.
Right.
And I think our performing arts groups deserve
but
much
there's certain
better.
Shows you can't do because it's big enough. The acoustics
right.
are bad.
That's right.
It's showing its age probably on plumbing and everything. Don't you have asbestos in that building?
Yes, yeah. So once you start doing anything with that building, whether it's renovating for whatever purpose or tearing it down, we're going to have to do the asbestos removal.
So you're leaning toward two different structures.
Mm-hmm.
But the convention center, would that be just a big stupid box? Or could you do something fun with that?
I think you can do some interesting things with that. I'm of the opinion that you can do functionally aesthetic things with any sort of building if you have the right people working on that.
But they got to think big, and sometimes in Wichita, I don't think we think big enough.
Sometimes we don't. That's right. I hope we'll get better at that.
I remember when they put the tripodal down there in front of Century 2, and everybody said, "What the heck is that?"
Yeah.
And still, I think it's great. I like it.
I do too.
Okay.
I do too.
How important is all this to the city's future, Cindy?
I think it's vitally important. These kinds of things, these quality of life, quality of place things, are why people stay in a community and why they come to a community. And so they're just vital to growing our population and to the quality of life of the people that already live here.
You know, and you made the decision several years ago to take your residence down in Old Town.
I did.
And how's that been? I mean, you don't have to mow the grass, but
that's right. We don't have to mow the grass.
And where do you park?
So we have secure underground parking.
Oh, there you go. There you go. They answered that one.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. It's difficult now for me to think about having a house with a yard and all of that upkeep. I have a condo in Old Town, and I absolutely love it. Been down there almost 15 years now.
But you do. I know you get out in the park there because I've seen you.
I do. Yeah, Riverside Park is like our favorite. That's our go-to. We head along the river into Riverside Park and walk and bike.
This town, really, there's some really neat things about it. You and I are natives, and sometimes I don't think we appreciate it. There are a lot of neat things going on here.
We do.
We just have to upgrade and get that new going a little bit. You know, Wichita was hard hit by 9/11, very hard hit, and then clobbered again in the 2008 recession. I hear mixed reviews on this, but are we back now? Are we back to where we should be?
Well, you know, probably an economist rather than a marketing professor is the person to ask that of. But having said that, if you look at, for example, our unemployment rate, pretty low. So I think that's a good indication. I think housing isn't quite back where the realtors and the builders were before the recession. But I think we're seeing improvement in that. So I think we're headed in the right direction. There may be a new normal. And
here's a new challenge for you. Not enough workers to fill the jobs we have available.
Isn't that a...
That's going to be tough.
It is.
Part of that is quality of life, which that's a key ingredient.
That's right. So that's why you do those kinds of things, too. Again, when people are thinking about coming here for a job, they want to see what the community's like and what you have and what amenities you have. And I think those things are really important.
As a longtime resident of most of my life now, I've lived in Riverside. And it just drives me crazy from one house to the next. One house is beautiful and well taken care of. The next house, they don't mow the grass for 47 months at a time.
Right. Yeah,
I call that blight, but I guess that's not really blight. But can you do anything about the slobs in your neighborhood, the cars in the front yard, stuff like that?
Yes, you can. We actually have zoning ordinances against those kinds of things, and so you can call code enforcement, and you can go to the Wichita.gov website, and there's report an issue, and things as simple as mowing, you know, something's not been mowed in some time. We have a community services rep for each district, And so you could call City Hall and find out who those are. You can, again, look on the web and find out how. So each district, we each have a, we call them a CSR, and mm-hmm. they take all kinds of complaints and work those through the system. If you like using your iPhone or your Android, and you can download the Reported app and another way to report those. So we have lots of ways that, and even if you have a question about whether that this is, you know, falls within code enforcement or not, you can certainly call us and we can help.
You have, in the area that you represent, you've got a gem over there called Botanica.
Yes.
And Marty, I just talked with him recently, Marty Miller over there. He's got some dreams and some schemes, and he's wanting to get younger people in that park and the carousel. That's kind of a neat place now.
It is.
That could be a real visitor attraction.
It is. And I serve on the Board of Trustees of Botanica, so I get to see all those plans. And I am just so excited with what's going on with the carousel garden. I can hardly contain myself. So when I'm out for my walks, we purposely make sure we walk by and see what's going on with the new carousel.
One of my favorite places, too, is Cowtown. Always has been. I just... there's a slice of the Old West there, and I think I'm not sure that's promoted enough. I don't know. It seems like they ought to have more going on over there.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to tell people how to do their job. But,
right. But, yeah, I think I think it's another one of our gems.
And it's right across the street from Botanica.
It is. And so, you know, could we cross-promote those? That is something we could look at.
A friend recently shared the opinion that Wichita State basketball has done more to promote the city in a positive way around the nation than anything in decades. What do you think about that?
You know, I think the Shockers are great. And I absolutely love what Coach Marshall has done. And I think it is true that it has given us, in a very positive way, some notoriety around the country. And so I don't think we can thank him enough for the hard work and the work that his team does. And, you know, they're headed to the NIT, and I'm excited for them. I think that'll, again, get our name out. And
well, it's good to have Wichita not mentioned in the same breath with BTK and Holiday Inn Snipers and things like that. We've had some tough things happen, but not any more than any other town.
No.
It's just that that's the only way we make national headlines.
Yes.
But with Marshall, it's a different story.
It is.
What's the future for Wichita as a center for medical care? I understand that's one of our big, huge employers here in town.
It is. You know, we have a great healthcare system here, and it really serves a lot of people, not just people in Wichita, but people actually travel here for that. There is a new development, looks like, that's going to go in downtown that will be healthcare related, and we just approved recently some facade improvement loans for that project, and I think that'll be a big project and can add again to that great healthcare. You know, we have with Via Christi and Wesley and the KU Med Center here, we just have a great healthcare system here
industry. Economics viewpoint, of course, you got people coming in, you want to give them good care and all that. Relatives are coming in, people are staying in hotels and eating in restaurants, and you know, obviously it's nice to have good health care but it's also economically it's a really good thing too.
It is, you know, and we're, you know, Wichita being the largest city in Kansas, and a lot of people from Kansas and the surrounding areas come here for their health care, you know, when they have unfortunate, you know.
Right. Hey, the city's property tax rate hasn't been raised in many years. Do you ever see that changing?
Well, I'd hate to say that I never see it changing.
Politicians are not going to say, yeah, let's raise some taxes.
But you know what? When I think about this, really what we need is tax-based growth.
And the base growth, and that brings in more money.
Right. And then we don't have to worry about taxes or not. So that's what I'm concentrating on, are, you know, these workers that we need, growing the economy, growing the population. That tax base is really what will propel us even better.
All right. Give me a statement about citizen involvement. What is that crucial, or do you want them to just stay away and leave you alone?
I think it is crucial. It is difficult as a council member to know what people think if they're not involved. And I give this example. I did live in Derby for almost 20 years during some time, and in Derby they have, I think, 8 council members and a mayor, something like that. So if you wanted your council member to know how you felt about something, you just went on your driveway and talked with your neighbors, and it got to your council member. Well, I represent 68,000 people, and so when I moved to Wichita, I realized that my council member wasn't going to know how I thought if I didn't talk to her. Mm. And so I, Sharon Ferry was the council member at that time, and I reached out to her on some issue and realized that you as a citizen can make a difference.
Yeah.
We have a new program that's been going on. It's called Civic Engagement Academy, and it's where we help people understand how they can engage with their local government using leadership principles from the Kansas Leadership Center.
On that note, why don't we give out your cell phone number right now? what do you like best about being a city council member?
You know, I like working on big, complex opportunities that have to do with economic development and quality of place, and I really love helping neighbors with their challenges and their issues because I think thriving neighborhoods are so important. So I like that balance of not having the same thing to do every day, but working on these things that get to move Wichita forward.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for spending some time with us. Maybe we'll have you come back and see us again here in a few months. How about that?
That sounds great, Steve.
You and City Manager Layton can come on together.
Oh, that'd be great.
Our guest is Wichita City Council Member Cindy Claycombe. That's all for this edition of Issues 2019. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.